All right, in this episode of A Gal and a Gay, we are talking about what we are obsessed with this week, and apparently America is obsessed, too, with this podcast we're going to talk about.
Excellent, yes. And a couple other shows get the axe. Can't say they're too surprising. We'll tell you which ones aren't coming back.
But we are going to tell you two new people who are going to be joining a couple of our favorite shows.
Yeah, exciting. This is A Gal and a Gay.
Okay, welcome to episode 56 of A Gal and a Gay. We are all toasty now that Kitty found her Snuggie.
I did. I love Snuggies. I don't care what anybody says about Snuggies. They're amazing. They may look stupid, but they get the job done.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. The sleeves.
Yes, brilliant.
If only I would have thought of that.
I know.
Oh, well. But anyway, yeah, it is cold here in the Midwest. A little bit of snow over the weekend.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's
not
all right.
Favorite.
I don't know, but it puts you in the holiday spirit.
I guess it does. I still feel like it's too early.
Well, yeah, it's something too early.
Yeah.
But, oh, well.
Yeah.
It's going away, and
that's true.
We'll probably have 80s by the time Christmas comes around.
I hope so.
Never know. Well, that one year we had that Christmas party, it was like...
Yeah, it was super
nice outside.
I know. And then last year it was super cold.
That's all right.
I feel like it's going to be super cold again.
Yeah. Oh, well, but you know what? It just makes it great to watch movies and TVs.
This is true. Doors. Not leave your house at all. Mm-mm. Which is
what you
do.
Do
in the winter, yes.
Or just on the weekends, no matter what time of year.
I told my coworkers, I'm like, this is my winter hibernation starting. You're not going to see me until spring.
Not that they saw you much before.
No, exactly.
But...
don't ask me to do anything or go anywhere. I'll be at home.
Right. Binge watching. or listening to a podcast. Which we will talk about a little bit later.
It was our obsession. As much of America is obsessed with it also. So.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, I know.
You're welcome.
Yes, again.
Yep, exactly. Okay, I think you should listen to this. You're like,
I didn't say that.
You're like, oh, okay.
No, I said, okay, I'll try it.
Right. Which means she'll listen to it 2 months later.
Exactly.
Or watch it 2 years later. So, but we're going to give a little shout out to another other podcast, mm-hmm. Which has just blown up, and it is awesome.
It's awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It is like, I've never before binge listened, I guess you mm-hmm. could say, but definitely binge listened to this. So, right. Yeah. It's
so
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, between listening to a podcast and going to work, you've also been watching a lot of TV.
I have, yes. I'm all caught up on my TV shows.
Oh, your TV shows. So, what show this week were you the most excited to see?
I think you know the answer to this.
Oh, Supernatural.
Supernatural.
Oh, damn it. I set myself up for
it. It was the 200th episode, mm-hmm. and it was amazing. Let me tell you... they did it was such a fan service, this whole episode. There were so many inside jokes and making fun of the fandom and just kind of the crazy things that come along with it. And I love when they do these episodes because it's so funny. It's so nice. I mean, it was just hilarious inside jokes. And, you know, the fandom's kind of crazy. I am like the tip of the iceberg when it comes to fandom. So, like, there are people out there who write fan fiction and who...
You're on the verge of that. You're on the verge of that. You're a writer, so...
I'm just about on the ledge of that. But people, you know, write fan fiction with, like, Dean and Sam together, or Dean and Castiel together, and they kind of address that in this, and it's really funny. Because there's a moment when Jensen Ackles just, like they were just talking about Dean and Castiel having a relationship, and he just kind of looks at the camera like this... like this face of, come on. It's really funny. So, I mean, again, it was just a really great episode. It was a musical version. Like, the whole thing was there's just these kids in high school doing a musical version of Supernatural because, long story, Carver Elland, who is a prophet, had written these books. And he was telling the story of Dean and Sam. And anyway, it got picked up into this book series. And people really, like... it's very meta. It's very... anyway.
Sounds like it.
It's just very funny because there was, like, this Supernatural in the show. These book series are based... it's based on their life, but, like, it's its own little cult following. So, like, these kids adapted a screen or, like, stage version of it, and it was just really good. So, anyway. great episode. It's probably the best episode, one of the best episodes of Supernatural ever. It was so good.
Wow.
It was funny, and it was fun, and it was just, it was really great, so.
And I read an article where they're saying it's only halfway through.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. 200 episodes and you're only halfway through.
I mean, what? I don't know. I was telling you, I'm okay with it.
All right.
It was a great, yeah. I think that was probably the best, my favorite thing to watch this week was that. But How to Get Away with Murder was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, as always. So
good.
Yeah.
They move pretty quickly
yeah.
up to that point where we're going to find out who murdered
I know.
Annalise's husband.
I wonder, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, moved quickly.
So
I feel like in the last 2 weeks, it is...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Definitely skipped ahead.
What are your theories thus far? Like, you were talking a little bit last night.
There for a while, I thought they were making it out that, what's her name?
Rebecca
killed
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
But that's...
But now I'm not so sure.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because they're like, it's going to be such a big surprise. And it's like, I don't know. Like...
Well, now, you know, Michaela went and stole the statue from what's-his-name.
Oh, yeah.
And so now you have to wonder because someone killed him with the statue. So now it's in Michaela's possession. So you think she's involved or I don't know. But then you were saying,
well,
you
she
know,
was freaking out
yeah, she
in
was,
that one episode.
Exactly. So I don't know. There's just so many things up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know. I still kind of feel like possibly that Annalise did.
Yeah.
It, and then the kids are just protecting
exactly,
her.
Exactly. And, you know, like I said, you know, if you really think about it, that kind of makes sense, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Hmm. I did think that this week's episode, the part not focusing on the overall murder mystery of who killed Sam, I was just like, are they going to win another case?
Yeah.
I was just like, I mean, obviously, this is a show.
Yes.
I guess I'd be realistic.
Yes.
Like, I need them to lose
right?
a case
I know.
Or two.
Right, yeah.
And this one, they won, but they didn't win. And then, you know, like,
yeah.
they discovered who was actually,
mm-hmm.
who actually killed her. I'm still a little confused there at the end of how they even knew that he was on that stuff. But,
yeah. I think
they're
just
yeah, but it was still good.
Yeah.
It was a good twist.
He was a good twist. I
didn't expect that.
No, I didn't either. But yeah.
But yeah, overall, the show is just is fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Annalise, or then for a second, I thought the secretary, the blonde.
Yeah, I know.
That she might be the one.
Yeah, but she then she played the husband just to get information
oh,
out
yeah.
of him, which I was real surprised about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was, I don't know.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, and I don't... I'm trying to think, because they're only doing 15... I think it's 15 episodes this season. So... Are they... I feel like they still have a winter break.
Yeah, I think they're still going to do a winter
break.
So
maybe they have, like, 5 episodes coming
yeah.
back or something like that. But it's still such good TV.
Yeah, it's very good TV. Very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'd say that.
What else did I watch? Gotham.
Gotham. Good
another,
again.
Another good episode.
I love Ben McKenzie.
He's great.
Mm-hmm. He's great as Gordon, and well, he's super hot too. But he's great as Gordon, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we got a little bit more Bruce this week.
Mm-hmm.
A little more Catwoman.
I really like Alfred
oh,
in this
yeah.
series. He's really good.
That's a great, great relationship.
Yeah,
I
love agree.
How they built that into.
I just love how Alfred's a badass in this. He's not
mm-hmm.
just a butler. Like, he's
yeah.
just very...
You know, I'm watching and I'm kind of thinking, like, oh, I wonder what parents are thinking about. And I don't think parents are watching the show, but you know where Alfred has Bruce go back
yeah.
and
beat the
shit
out
of him.
He's
kid.
Like, I almost let him kill you. Remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
yeah.
So, you know, maybe not the best decision,
maybe
but
not,
I liked it.
But I like it. I do, too.
Right.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, still love the characters. Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah.
So,
conniving.
So good.
Mm-hmm. So, was the old lady saying that was her mom, right?
I think so.
That's what I was picking up from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that she was lying to that one girl just
right.
to get her to stay on her side
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, and now it's kind of like you worry a little bit because this is what happened with me in Revenge, which I am going to finish.
I know, I need to finish Revenge
I'm
going to
finish during Christmas break. But the thing is, like, these winter breaks, you take time off for a month and a half, six weeks, and then you come back, and it's like, sometimes you just kind of...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Or, and here's another thing. Okay, and this made me think a little bit more with American Horror Story this week.
Mm-hmm.
I, for the first 10 minutes, had no idea who that girl was that was with the SEAL guy. No idea.
Oh, yeah, I know.
She was from the first episode.
I know, it took me a minute to... I was like, is that the girl from the first episode?
I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. This is one I don't know. I am not connected with it.
No, I know.
Like I was with the last couple seasons. And I'm, you know, reading articles and they're like, they think this is the best season ever. And obviously the ratings are great.
Yeah.
Because I think there's just... So many people know, I mean, they can pick up American Horror Story in any season. They don't have to go back and watch the others. But it's just like, there are so many characters. You don't see Michael Chiklis or...
Yeah, or Angela Bassett in this episode.
You know,
like,
it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like there's just too much going on.
You think that's what it is? I don't know what it is. It just doesn't pique my interest like it used
to.
It's just... I mean, 2 episodes ago when we got the backstory of Twisty, that was a great episode.
Yeah,
I really thought that was really, really good. And it's just...
Well, because most of the episode, there were 2 stories, not 4 or 5 stories. You know?
Yeah.
I just feel like they're... maybe they'll all come together at the end, but...
I don't know.
So far, I'm just not...
Mm-hmm.
I like it, but I don't love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way.
And they have
I don't know what it is.
Great characters.
Yeah, great characters. I mean, Evan Peters is great in this season, too.
Yeah.
Like, he always is. I mean, everybody's really great.
Mm-hmm.
And I just... I don't know. I have to say that now listening to Serial, this podcast, which we will talk about later, everyone has all these Baltimore accents.
Oh,
and now
yeah.
I'm hearing Kathy Bates, I'm like, oh my gosh, she does! She's nailed that Baltimore accent! I talked so much shit about the accent, but now I get it!
Yeah, she's great.
I guess I never heard of Baltimore accent.
And I want more Kathy Bates.
I do too. I think she's great. And
Frances Conroy. Just...
Oh, she's great. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Dandy.
And
I just didn't...
Another thing, and I don't think they've done this in seasons past, where it's like they try and fool you that something's happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go back and it didn't happen.
I'm not liking that either, where they're planning out how to kill some of these freaks, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not liking that either, because it gets a little confusing. Like,
it gets to the point where now we're at the part of the season where it's like, oh, so I know this probably didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of takes the shock out of it, or whatever. He's like, oh, well, it's not going to happen that way.
Yeah.
Because they're showing you that to you already.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a storytelling device, but I think it's been overused.
Maybe that's what... I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. And then to know that they're adding Neil Patrick Harris and whatever...
I know, and everything.
For a couple of episodes, and there are, you know, Lily Raby's coming back. This is just... It's too muddled, and these episodes are long.
They're long, I know.
Which
is... I don't...
Right.
I don't necessarily hate, but, you know...
When you have to extend your episode by 10 to 15 minutes every time, it's like, I think you have too many characters, you have too many stories going on, you know?
I don't know. I'm really sad they killed Matt Brommer, too. We only got to see him... It was in this episode, the last episode. You know, I really liked Matt Brommer, but...
Bomer.
Bromer, is that how you say
Bomer,
it? Sorry.
That's right. But again, I feel like we're just throwing in these special guest stars.
Yeah.
Because it's like, anyone could have played that part.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's like... But then when you put in a big star, you're thinking... There needs to be more to it, instead of just, you're there for 3 scenes, and one of the scenes, just, you're getting hacked up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, I just...
I mean, I'm gonna see it through, but I'm not loving it, like,
No.
I'm just not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else did we watch this week?
Shot Nashville.
Nashville's good.
Yeah, Nashville's good, too, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Although, this whole thing with... The girl who is Gunnar's ex-girlfriend with the kid and everything, and now she's packing up and leaving her kid. Like, I don't know. I just... Before
that
they kind of make
her... 8 years old.
I know, but the thing... It seems weird to me that she's just leaving, because it never really got that sense of she's overwhelmed, she doesn't want the kid anymore, you know what I mean?
Right.
From
she really needs a man that bad.
Yeah, it just didn't really seem that way when they first introduced her character,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now it feels
a
little...
Yeah, she seemed like a loving mother.
Yeah, exactly. And now it feels just a little out of character for this character. I will say that I was very impressed with Layla this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's growing up, like, you have to remember, I mean, she's... on the show,
yeah.
18 or 19,
yeah,
she won that American Idol kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. And now she's, you know, those 2 months. I'm glad they jumped ahead.
I am, too. I think that helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It really did.
Yeah.
It really did.
But now that they jumped ahead, she's had a couple of months to
mm-hmm.
kind of figure things out. And, you know, she's growing up. She's writing songs.
I really like her voice, too. That song she sang was
mm-hmm.
great. So,
yeah. Jim and the Holograms.
I know. Can't wait to see what she's going to be like.
I know.
I
wish we could get some kind of footage or something.
Something. I know.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
And then Will, I mean, I don't. With that one, it's just like, boy, we.
I know.
I don't know. I like it, but I don't like it. I liked when they were screening the series.
Yeah, I did
and
too.
Everyone, they edited it.
Yeah.
It really makes her look. Kind of like the Jessica Simpson.
Yes, exactly. To make her look really stupid,
and
it's just him, like, being super hot, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
just really cutting out everything
yeah.
of substance in them. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there was that much, but...
Yeah, so, I don't know. It'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just wonder... Now I don't know if Layla's going to be the one to out him, or what's going to happen with that, you know?
Right.
Like, because now I feel like she's kind of accepted it. She doesn't seem as upset with it as she was once.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just going with half of that. But.
Hmm. And you're all caught up on Once Upon a Time.
I am. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight's episode is 2 hours, which is...
Really?
Yeah, it's a 2-hour episode, yeah.
Is it the fall finale, I know?
No, I don't know.
God, I hope so.
It must be. It has to, but it feels a little early for a fall finale, right? Like, usually... December?
Yeah, unless they're doing something with another show.
Yeah,
or
maybe.
Like that.
I don't
That's
know.
That's probably, yeah.
Yeah, but it's 2 hours tonight, so I'm going to have to DVR that so I can and watch it after Walking Dead. Yeah, but, I mean, it's good. I can't remember what happened last episode.
Oh,
oh with her. Oh, yeah, sorry, she killed her sister. Yeah.
And that other sister just, like, all of a sudden, like, turned
yeah,
so
took,
quickly.
Yeah, took no time to be
that
like, oh,
weird.
My God! Get in the urn, like, it was
yeah.
just...
that was kind of...
Like, it was obviously an accident, like...
Yeah.
If my sister accidentally killed my other sister, I'd be upset, but I would, you know, I'd be like, oh, I know you didn't mean to.
Right. Oh. Right, yeah, I didn't mean to freeze her to death.
I know you didn't mean to freeze her to death. She did turn very quickly.
She did
yes,
turn
she
real
did.
Quickly. But I knew something was going to happen. I didn't expect that.
No, I didn't expect that to happen. So it's just, you know.
But I like that. I thought, because like, oh, she's going to, her temper's going to get the best of her. She's going to kill the husband-to-be.
Yeah.
And they're going to get upset with her.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be like, you've got to stop this. And I don't know.
Yeah.
And then she paid somebody to put her in the urn or
yeah,
something like that. I don't know. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So good. It's a good show.
Yeah, no, it is. I love it. I love it so much. So, you know, Emma's got her magic, and it's getting out of control. Now she's worried about it.
And I wonder where her magic came from.
That's the mystery.
Maybe it was a tree. Maybe
what I hear is that because she's the product of true love, that's probably why she has magic. That's
mm.
what I've kind of gathered. But, I mean, maybe there's a whole other reason she has magic. I don't know. But, I don't know.
And now, we'll talk about that when we get to TV news a
mm-hmm.
little more about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Walking Dead, obviously, we watched it last week.
We
did a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so this week looks really
good. I'm
excited. We're finally going back to...
Slab Town.
With Beth. And finally, we're going to see how It all came together with Carol.
You see how Carol got in there, the whole plan hatched. I'm assuming there's some sort of plan hatched between Carol and Daryl to get in to get Beth. So I'm excited, yeah.
And Noah.
Yeah, and Noah too. See how that all
ends. I did think it was interesting. I watched The Talking Dead, which airs right after The Walking Dead, and you know they showed an exclusive preview of tonight's episode, and it showed Daryl carrying somebody in a white, white wrap or something. You don't see him. It's a dead body, and they're burning that body. So it's kind of weird that there's just the two of them. So, yeah.
I mean, anytime you have an episode that's like Daryl and Carol focus, it's going to be good, probably.
Oh, I think the last couple episodes.
Oh, I know. I think every episode's been really good, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Right.
We know it's probably going to be pretty good because it's Daryl and Carol, so.
And Beth.
But,
and
you know.
And whoever else is thrown in the mix.
Yes, exactly.
So, this has to be the episode where we're going to figure out who is going to be with Daryl when he gets back to the church.
This has to be, yeah.
Because we've already gone two episodes without the church.
Exactly.
And we only have two episodes left of the season, or until the mid-season finale. So, we're not, I mean, they're not going to give us another episode where we're not going to see the church people.
Yeah.
And then we're not going to see them again until February of next year.
Yeah.
So, tonight will be where it'll be answered who was with Daryl.
Yeah.
And from what we know, not much time has passed since the time that Daryl and Carol left. That's why I still think it might be Noah.
It has to be Noah. It's the only thing that makes sense to me is that it's Noah.
Right. Because such little time has passed because from the time... So it was one night. That's where Carol and Daryl took off because
they saw the car.
The Terminites were stalking everybody, and they wanted to eat Carol. That was the night that they knocked Bob out, got him, started eating him. Then they took him back, left him to the church. Church people got him. Everything happened that night.
Yes.
So then there's the next day where the DC people
took off in the bus,
and the church people stayed, obviously. And then that night, Michonne was on duty.
Yes.
And then that's when Daryl comes back.
So, exactly. It's not a lot of time. So
it's been like a day.
Yeah.
It's been like 24 hours.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's been like 24 hours. So, and Beth's in Atlanta. And we know we're not that close to Atlanta, but close enough.
So, I mean, and we don't exactly know when Noah and Beth, where that fits in the timeline, where they got out. So he could have been theoretically gotten out, you know, 2 weeks ago or something, and had been wandering and came across them.
Right.
He's not necessarily just outside in Atlanta still. So, you know, that makes sense that it could run into Noah and then hear about it, and then hatch a plan and go to the hospital, maybe. So, maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
But it is weird because in this episode, we've only seen Carol and Daryl. So it's not like they went back and got... But we know Carol is inside this thing.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
It'll be interesting, yeah. We gotta figure out this. Because I feel like there's just no way you could get to... Well, they did have a car, so maybe it wouldn't take them that long to get to Atlanta if they're following that car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe, yeah.
Well, we will know tonight.
I guess we will know tonight.
So excited. I love Sunday just for that.
I know!
Okay, well, I guess we should get to some TV news while we're at it.
That's all the recaps of our shows, the major ones. So, yeah, TV news. All right.
Okay, what are we starting with the TV news?
A couple cancellations.
Both of them, neither
are shocking to me. ABC canceled Selfie. Not immediately canceled. I think it's going to let it run its course, but it's not ordering more episodes. It's done with a few other series. So, not surprised. That looked awful from the get-go. I watched the pilot. I hated it. So, I'm not surprised in the latest. Just the slightest. So, yeah. And then The Millers also canceled, which was on
CBS.
CBS, that's what it is. And this one's the one Will Arnett.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know the show was still on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that one also got canceled.
Yep.
Apparently.
It's CBS. It takes a lot for CBS to cancel a show, because usually they do pretty well.
That's true.
Picking the shows. Selfie, I think Selfie, like you said, the pilot was bad.
I think the
just the name of the show itself.
I think that did a big disservice to it also.
Yeah.
Because it just sounds ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Right.
Maybe it had a different name. It could have lasted a little longer.
Right.
Because I know some people who thoroughly enjoyed it for whatever reason. So.
Right. Especially after the pilot. I heard people were like, oh, you know, you just have to get to the third episode or whatever. And it was okay.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it did better than I think was expected right off the get-go.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Definitely.
But also, I was surprised that it got canceled. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so The Millers we didn't watch because we're not in that demographic of CBS.
Didn't watch that one, even though I love Will Arnett, but, I mean, I can't even... I didn't even know when that show was on. I didn't even know it was still on. I didn't, you know, that sort of thing.
But
so,
now you don't have to worry about it because it will not be on.
Exactly. So, that's it. Okay, so Orphan Black Season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Starting soon.
Yep.
Within the next year. But they put out a little teaser for season 3. It doesn't really give much away.
You don't see anyone in it.
Gives nothing away, but I'm excited for season 3. Let's just say that.
The song is You Don't Control Me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just, you know, some images and stuff. I mean, just words, I think.
Yeah, I think it is just words.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm excited.
Mm.
I mean, we're going to see, obviously we're going to learn more about the male clone.
Yep.
We should probably maybe, if you haven't watched Orphan Black.
We're not telling you who it is.
Yeah.
Who it is. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
Kitty's really good at spoiler alerts.
Oh.
As everyone
knows. Shut up. No, I'm not. Spoilers! Spoilers!
Yeah. You have a reputation, so don't pretend like you don't. And don't try and throw that back on me, because that's all you. Yep. So, yeah, spoiler alert, there's a male clone.
There's a male clone.
And
yes.
It's a big reveal. And
big reveal. So
it's not who I thought it was. I thought it was...
Yeah, no. So I'm sure we'll get to learn more about that and, you know, what's the one with the dreads names?
Oh, Cosima.
Cosima. See what happens with her.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of thing. So, I think there's such a good show. If y'all haven't watched it, you need to watch it. It's just fantastic.
BBC
so,
America.
BBC America, exactly.
Highly, highly recommend.
Highly, yes. Very, very, very good. So, I'm excited. And I'm sure that probably won't start until January.
Oh, yeah. I think it's maybe as late as March, too.
Oh, that late? Let me see.
Yeah. Yeah, because if it was closer in January, I think they would have some kind
of
video or something.
You're probably right. We probably would be seeing something more along those lines.
Let's see.
I don't even think they put a premiere date out
yet.
No. So.
And that was one we binge watched, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So, kind of going back just a little bit what we're talking about with how American Horror Story brings, you know, we're on episode 7, I think, and they just bring back this character from that had a scene.
Exactly.
In episode 1, like we're supposed to know.
Yeah.
And I feel like now, some of these shows now are relying on the, you know what, people are going to binge watch this one day, and we're not going to have to worry about
it's probably,
putting
in. Yeah, I would agree.
But,
that's
annoying.
It is annoying.
Like,
yeah, I would agree.
And they don't even do previously on, do they?
No, not American Horror Story. Some series are really good about that, and I love that.
Right.
Especially if you are
more
just watching
series.
It week to week. It's nice to have a refresher. Especially if it's a callback to an episode from the season before, even just a few weeks ago, because you need that. But no, I agree. Because, it took me a minute to realize who that was. So.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. So.
All right, what else? Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time, which is very exciting news. They're adding Cruella de Vil, which is amazing. Which I've been hoping for so long, because I think she would be such a great character to have in this world. So, let's see. I gotta read the start.
But how are they gonna do the dogs?
That's what I wonder. Like, I don't... Well, we know we've seen Pongo before. They have Pongo in this
life. Oh, right.
He's the cricket's dog.
But he's a dog. He doesn't talk.
He's a real dog. He's like, well, I mean, the whole thing with Cruella, I mean, they're not talking dogs, but, you know, she's gonna probably be looking for dogs. Maybe, I don't know, but... Mm. It'll be fun to see how they integrate her into Storybrooke and this whole timeline, because, you know, Cruella is such a terrible person, so...
It's such a good Disney villain.
It's a very good Disney villain.
Mm-hmm.
So sometime, hopefully, sometime this season, they're going to introduce her, so... And I feel like they're starting to wrap up the Snow Queen... storyline, so...
Right.
I don't know if Cruella is going to be, like, a big bad villain, or she's just going to be a new character. So I feel like there could be a whole... There's not going to be a whole storyline about her. You know, Cruella being the big bad villain.
I
don't know.
Well, I know that they're bringing Maleficent back.
Yeah, too. Maleficent's supposed to be back. That's right. Is it going to be Kristen Van Bauer? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't know.
But Regina turned her into a dragon. And she was down there in the bowels or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Emma, like, stab her or something? She had to get something from the dragon? One episode?
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't die?
This is once upon a time. Really? This is not fair.
I was like, I thought she killed the dragon. But, you know, this is true. It's magic. Magic, that's all it's.
Mm-hmm. Well, Regina's turning bad again.
I know.
Maybe she will work her magic.
And Regina, you know, Robin Hood, still in the mix. And what's happening with Marion? She's got to be dead by now.
How old do you think Robin Hood is?
This is 40.
A trick question, because I want to know. I know the answer.
Like the guy who plays him?
Yeah. How old do you think he is?
40? 42? 43?
40s? You agree with that?
Yeah.
38.
Huh.
He's a year older than I am.
He looks a lot older. He's still
not
super hot.
I think the beard probably has a lot to do with it.
Probably.
But he is
hot. He's hot. Well, yeah, most of the men on this show are terribly hot.
Mm-hmm.
Hook, oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
Oh god, he's sexy.
Yeah.
I can't even look at him. So,
speaking of sexiness and men on the show, Jamie Dorn, who's...
Oh my god.
50 Shades, so it was announced this week that he's not showing his penis.
What?
And everyone's pissed. And I agree with them, like...
That's what this movie is about.
Did you not know what you were signing up for?
I know,
Like, are you kidding me?
Really?
This is a movie about sex and bondage.
Exactly.
Maybe not an erect penis, but your penis?
Yeah.
Ben Affleck showed his
exactly.
Penis.
Exactly.
And Gone Girl.
So did Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, ooh, that was a rough
scene. But, yeah, come on.
People are just like, so people are not looking forward. I don't think people are looking forward to this movie as much as the movie makers think they are.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I think people will see it because they, you know, it's...
I think it's going to do well. Yeah, I don't
right.
think... I do think they're overhyping it way too much.
Yeah.
So, but only because I think
and
it
apparently
was so
they've
hot.
Had to go back and reshoot scenes because their chemistry is not there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I could see that.
How are you making a movie, like...
You need chemistry in a movie like this, for sure. And that will ruin a movie quickly.
Yeah. So, and I think they're just hoping, like, oh, in 2 weeks we're going to make as much money as it took us to spend. I mean,
yeah.
There's no special effects. You know, like,
I know.
This is a movie that's going to
probably
cost nothing to
make. I can say now that I watched Once Upon a Time, now I would be more inclined to see that movie just because I like him.
Right.
I won't probably see it in the theater. I'll watch it sometime, but... Yeah.
Late one night.
With some wine.
That could be any time of the day for you.
True.
We don't have wine today, though.
No, it's coffee today.
Coffee
it's
tea.
Mm-hmm. I haven't read the books, and people are always so shocked that I haven't read the books, but just because.
It is shocking. It really is shocking. You haven't.
I do. I know. Mm-hmm. I usually soak in as much pop culture as I can.
Right.
But I just haven't really wanted to read those. But anyway. Let's move on to How to Get Away with Murder.
More casting
news. They're adding Marcia Gay Harden, who is awesome.
She's great.
She's great. Now I gotta read this article because I forget about Do you know who she's playing? Or
well,
she playing?
I saw it, but then I didn't want to read it because I'm like, I know it's going to be after the mid-season finale, and I don't want it to give away too much because I want to be surprised with
a mysterious recurring role.
Hmm. Well, the second half.
Yeah, it's going to happen in the second half of the season after the midwinter break.
Yeah. Hmm. So that, I mean, that show, all the characters, I mean, talk about a series that did so well with casting.
No
and
kidding.
Making sure that the cast has chemistry, that they can act, that it just
so
gels. I mean, obviously the story is there, but the cast, casting
so
is
this
so.
This Thursday is the mid-season finale for that. I didn't realize that close, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, talk about, I mean, so.
Great cast.
Excellent.
Well cast.
I mean, Viola Davis right there.
Yeah.
But she needs an incredible supporting cast,
yes,
and they got that.
And they did definitely get that. Every one of the kids that they cast, you know, to play her students, her staff too, with Frank and the blonde, and you know, everybody's great on this show. So,
yep.
Yeah, it is really, really good.
So this next episode is called "Kill Me, Kill Me, Kill Me."
This is when we're going to find out who killed Sam.
Yeah, it says there's one more, though. They said that there's a episode 10, because this is episode 9 this coming week.
I'm just gonna
but I know there's no way that they have one on Thanksgiving, because this is a
no
Thursday
way.
Show. And it doesn't have a release date.
According to TV Line, it says November 20th is the winter finale.
Okay.
Which is
IMDb could be... It's kind of like Wikipedia.
That's true.
So that means when we come back from the winter finale, there'll be 6 episodes left. 15 episodes. That's a good season.
I feel like it's a good season, too. I mean,
that's
really
a good number.
I do enjoy shorter seasons. I don't need 22 episodes anymore because, you know.
I know.
That's where you kind of run into filler episodes that aren't necessarily needed sometimes.
Right.
So, yeah. I think that's a smart move.
So, any ideas what kind of TV shows you're going to watch over break? I'm getting caught up on Revenge.
I do need to get caught. I need to watch Revenge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm
probably still going to be working. I'll also be working on Parenthood. I'm going to finish that.
No,
so
I do need to watch
good.
That. I need to watch that one. I need to finish up Haven. Which I love. I'd like to, I'm going to try out Scorpion and Constantine. That's something else I need to watch.
Right.
You know.
Are you going to watch the NBC's Peter Pan?
No.
No!
It looks terrible.
Really? You've seen previews?
I saw a trailer. No, it wasn't really a preview. It was like a behind-the-scenes like teaser.
I'm sorry. Christopher Walken, I will watch anything he's in. He's so...
No, he's great. You know, and I'm sure Allison Williams is great, too, to your opinion, but it just looks really cheesy. Like, really
I would rather
cheesy.
Watch this over The Sound of Music that they did last year.
I would agree with that, because I'm not a fan of Sound of Music either, anyway.
I like the aspect, a live aspect. Like, it's fun. Anything can happen.
That is fun. That's true.
It's kind of an event.
Uh-huh.
I like that aspect. And now, obviously, we know that
NBC's also adapting A Few Good Men. A live thing. I don't know. Like, I love seeing live shows and that sort of thing, but watching them on TV is something completely different for me. I don't know what it is, but it just feels like, do people really like to watch live performances like this? You know?
I don't know. I mean, they did last year. Sound of Music was huge, and that's why they're doing it again. Fox is doing it with something else. And it just reminded me, we're going to the Book of Mormon in February.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And you owe me money, too.
I do. Yeah, you need to remind me of that.
I definitely
totally forgot. totally forgot.
I don't know. I think I am going to watch the Peter Pan thing just to see what it's about.
Maybe.
Because The Sound of Music, I really wasn't that interested in.
Yeah.
But Peter Pan.
Peter Pan's different. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Peter Pan's definitely different.
Maybe we do pizza and wine.
I'll watch. Okay. I'll watch it if we do pizza and wine with it.
Okay.
I would love that, yeah. Because, you know, it airs around the holidays, and that's kind of a holiday kind of thing. happening.
Right,
so,
and we know at the end of November, shows are basically going on their little winter break.
Is this a musical version of Peter Pan? Do we know?
Or is it just a stage?
Is it like... Because I don't know if the original play is a musical.
I don't think it is.
The Disney version is, but I don't think the original stage show is musical.
Yeah.
Of course, I could be wrong.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think it is either. So it'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there won't be that much singing. If there is, there's not going to be that much singing on that.
And A Few Good Men, I mean, I'd be interested to watch a live performance of that.
I mean,
the movie's great, and it's an adaptation of the movie, so, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Also, we forgot to put on here that the Mindy Project got...
picked up again. They picked up some more episodes.
More episodes, so that's good. And I think it's doing better than New Girl.
I think it is.
Ratings, which is so funny. I mean, I like New Girl.
I do, too.
But I like Mindy Project better.
I do, too. Mindy Project is...
so glad that Fox is giving it a chance.
Me, too. I'm so happy. You know, and I was leery of... Mindy and Danny together,
I
love them together,
right.
Honestly. I'm loving this whole thing with them, so.
Because usually that's like the kiss of death.
Yeah, exactly. Like we saw with Jess and Nick, like it was just like, it just didn't work, so.
Right.
You know. Although this this last week of New Girl was actually pretty funny, where he was pretending to be gay, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It was just really funny. Because
mm-hmm.
he keeps saying all these stereotypically gay things, and. Or
then they thought Schmidt was the gay one.
Oh my god, that was really
funny. That is awesome.
I forget, there was one thing that Nick said to Jess, and she was like, what kind of gay are you? And I was like, I don't know.
Right. It was good.
It was
the Mindy episode and Rhea Perlman.
Oh my god, I love Rhea Perlman.
Yeah. I'm so glad that she's been back a couple
of
times.
Me too. I'm glad it just wasn't a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. She's the perfect Danny's mom.
Oh, she is.
I know. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I'm glad. I'm also glad Fox is giving it a chance because it is just so funny. So, Better Call Saul, which is the spinoff of
Breaking Bad.
Kind of putting out teasers. When does that air, do we know?
It starts early next year. But it's already been picked up for season two.
Yeah.
And
did you listen to the
Nerdist podcast?
Oh, no, with Bob Odenkirk. No,
yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet.
It was good. He said that he was telling Chris Hardwick that it was like the last week of filming for season one that it all just kind of started to sink in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, holy, the pressure is now on. You know, because he's like, people are going to be tuning in to this thinking that it's going to be Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And it's not Breaking Bad. Like, it's not Breaking
Bad.
And
this is a prequel, right? Like, before Walter
prequel,
White.
Prequel, but they're going to be messing with time a little bit.
Okay.
So, there's a good chance that we're going to see...
We're going to see...
Jesse and Walt,
yeah.
Because, I think Jesse knew of... Saul before, so
yeah, I think you're right.
Kind of play with that,
mm-hmm.
but AMC, they already believe in it.
Well, obviously, for a second season. I think it's gonna do well.
Given
the popularity of Breaking Bad,
right? And
so,
Bob Odenkirk, his character Saul,
great.
Can definitely carry.
Yeah,
show.
Absolutely. Yeah, his character is great. I mean, thoroughly enjoyable. So yeah, I will definitely watch it. I haven't watched any of the teasers or anything like that, but.
It's one of those things, like, there are some shows that I know that are coming that I'm looking forward to. I don't technically really want to watch the teasers
so
much.
Yeah, no,
so
I get
much.
You. Yeah, no.
So.
I get you. No.
What else we have?
So, Jeremy Carver, who was behind Supernatural, one of the...
we're back to Supernatural again.
Yes. He's adapting a TV series of this movie called Frequency that came out, I don't know, 2006, 5... It had Dennis Quaid in it and Jim Caviezel. Yes. I don't know if you ever saw it, but it's a fantastic movie. Great movie.
I saw it.
Where Dennis Quaid plays his dad. He's a firefighter.
He's a
radio. And he talks to his dad through the radio back in the future or in the back in the past.
I reviewed that movie a long time ago.
It's a great movie.
So good.
It's a really great movie. So they're adapting a TV show out of it. And the fact that there's somebody with Supernatural involved.
But
I'm excited because I really love that movie. And I think it would be a good TV show, too. So, I don't really know much about it. the series, I should say, but high hopes. Hold on, let me pull up this. Oh, for NBC, too, so.
Yeah, I remember I really, really liked the movie. And it's one of those you went into, you're like, I don't know what necessarily it's all about.
God, it came out in 2000.
That's why I said.
God, it came out that long ago? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is good. So I'm sure it'll air.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, they picked up a script commitment, so it's in the early stages. But you know, I think it would be a great film. I mean, to adapt into a TV series, because I really love that movie. I think I even bought it on DVD. I like it so much.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
All right. What's next?
Amazon lineup.
Old Sam from True Blood. He's getting a show.
That's right. Amazon's got a whole lot of new shows coming up in 2015. Got to pull up this article because I sent this many weeks ago.
Many moons ago. We have Netflix. You know, they got into it. Oh, so I was, while you're pulling that up, I was on Netflix last night. I was trying to find, I was going through and liking movies so it'll kind of help pick choices for me. And they have, what's her name? Claire from House of Cards. They have her picks.
Oh, Claire, that's fun.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, that's really cool. That's a fun way to kind of incorporate your shows into when you're going through looking for movies. Like Mitch's top picks, Claire from House of Cards, her top picks, and, you know, it's all like movies with, you know, women, empowered women taking on, you know, taking on corporations and things like that. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, so Amazon's developed 7 pilots for next season, which is,
wow,
that's a lot for, you know, a streaming service. That's pretty big. And the Cocked is this one that stars Sam Trammell, who played Sam in True Blood. It's about a guy who returns to his rural Virginia family after leaving 20 years ago. Kind of dealing with the dysfunctional family. There's a comedy based on yoga.
Yoga, huh?
Yeah.
I've been meditating the last 2 weeks. Actually, I really like it. Shout out to Calm. It's an app.
Oh, my God. There's one based in the UK. Follows a bunch of 40-somethings. Oh, it has Steve Zahn, Billy Zane, Michael Imperioli, Ben Chaplin. Some big names in that.
Nice.
There's one produced by Ridley Scott, called The Man in the High Castle. Takes place during World War II. Kind of interesting. Rupert Evans.
Hold on. I'm going to stop you right there.
DJ Qualls.
Okay, we're back. Sorry, I had a... the computer was like, the disc is almost full or some shit like that. Anyway, it was actually me just trying to get Kitty to be quiet, but...
Oh, really? Really? Really?
Okay, so that
was... That was it. There's a lot of shows coming out. So, there we go. All right, well since I'm talking too much, you can talk about the next one. There you go.
Obviously, that's going to be something that you're going to see more and more about.
Yeah, absolutely.
These streaming services, which is good.
Yeah.
It's good for everything. It's good for the business. It's good for writers, producers, actors, all that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next item of news. There's a Today Show feud between Natalie Morales and Tamron Hall. It kind of seems like Natalie Morales' people are trying to get her out of her contract, which she still has 2 years left because they're going to... It's kind of like an Ann Curry situation, sort of all over again.
Yeah.
Today is... It's funny because for so long, the Today Show is like, we put these people in place, and then we replace the people ahead of them with those people below them, and that's how you move up the chain, that's how you keep your viewers. Well, apparently the new bosses of Today think that they can just skip Tamron Hall right over. And I do like Tamron Hall.
I like Tamron a lot.
But
I
love Natalie.
I like Natalie also, yeah.
So, I don't know where they would, how they would be promoting Tamron.
I don't, got
it's
it.
Like... Unless
I don't know.
I don't see Tamron in the role that Savannah has.
No. No, not at this point, no.
Yeah, I don't see that.
I don't either.
But anyway, apparently there's a feud. I mean, it could be made up.
It could be. But it could be, you know. I just like hearing these TV feuds. Because we are in the biz, the TV news biz, and it's just kind of fun to...
If anyone replaces Savannah eventually, it better be Hoda Kotb.
It better be Hoda.
She is amazing.
I know.
Amazing.
She's so great. And she was great filling in, too, while Savannah was gone. And, yeah.
Right.
I think Hoda deserves to be on a whole other level than just the fourth hour today with Kathy Blake.
And that's good, too, though.
Yeah, no, that's good, too. It's fun.
Keep her doing that and have her do that. I mean...
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no reason she could.
Exactly.
Sort of. That's just kind of, like, she's, like Kitty said, it's kind of fun.
I know.
We'll see, because it's like,
trust
around
me,
that
we've
time.
We've all kind of been privy to things like
right,
that
oh boy.
In our business,
yep.
though.
Yep, it is. Okay, so let's get to what,
so
let's just skip ahead.
You don't want to talk about Star Wars?
Star Wars,
I mean,
The Force Awakens,
we already knew
people
this,
are
yes.
pissed off about it. I don't care.
You
I
think, don't
it's
care?
Fine.
You think it's fine.
Because it's one way or another, the Force, whatever Force they're talking, the Force is
awakens.
Good and bad. It awakens because apparently the story is set 30 years later. From what we understand, Luke, over these years, he's like, I don't want to train any new Jedi. I don't want to start things back up again with the dark side of the Force. I'm just going to lay low. I feel guilty. But something happens,
mm-hmm.
and it's awakened. Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me. I don't care either. Like,
right.
If people are already complaining about the name, this is going to be a long freaking
right.
year.
Really long. And we're probably going to get a teaser trailer around Christmas.
I would think, yeah.
Because I guess the last six films... You didn't know the title until, like, 6 months before the film opened.
Wow.
You didn't get a trailer until about that time as well. So J.J. Abrams, the crew, they're already putting these little things out there. We're going to see...
And they already wrapped up principal filming, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Right. So we're going to see some kind of footage before the end of the year,
yeah.
which is exciting.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, let's get to what we are
obsessed with
this week.
I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
So again, you're welcome. You're welcome. I got you obsessed with something.
Well, it's just really funny because I hadn't heard of this until you mentioned it, and then like a week later, I see it everywhere. Everyone talking about it. It's all over social media. It's all over the journals. I'm like, Where did this come from?
Right.
Like, it feels like it just came out of nowhere, but
so
it's
Serial,
amazing.
Serial,
yeah.
The podcast.
Yes.
It's produced by This American Life,
mm-hmm.
which they've done things like this, something similar, but they spun it off into Serial, and it's basically this reporter who is going over this old murder case for 12 episodes,
mm-hmm.
podcast, and it breaks it down week by week.
Yeah. It's
so good.
It's
so good on so many levels.
It's so good, yeah, exactly. It's so good on so it's compelling. It's interesting. It's just
mm-hmm.
it's so good to listen to. You can't stop. I mean, it's just if you like crime dramas, if you like true crime dramas, or if you like Dateline, that sort of thing, like you're gonna love this. It's just because
right.
it's so interesting to hear their take, and like she's talking to the man who was convicted, and she's talking to people. Witnesses and you know, other attorneys, and she's interviewing all these people, and it's just really great journalism, really, and
mm-hmm.
it's just it's really interesting, and the way she explains everything is so simplified and easy to understand,
right.
but it's just it makes you really invested in it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you're constantly wondering. I mean, there's
right.
yeah, and I wouldn't say she's not one sided. She's just presenting the facts as she's found them, and she's
mm-hmm.
kind of trying to figure it out on your own. And even she's like,
and she's talking through it as well.
Exactly.
So they're on episode 8 again of 12, and it comes
mm-hmm.
out every Thursday. They release them every Thursday, and I just got 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago.
I think
yeah.
it was 2 weeks ago. I was reading something on Zeit, and it popped up about
mm-hmm.
Serial, and I was like, something about what, and I don't know, just something caught my eye. I read a little bit about it, and then I'm like, oh, all right, I'm going to do some yard work.
Uh-huh.
I want to see what it's about. And I was like, whoa, this is good. It keeps my attention. Again, like you said, she simplifies things. She's not trying to persuade you necessarily one way or another. Mm-hmm. She's just talking it out.
Yep.
And it's so simple, but so good. I love the music,
exactly.
Her voice. She's such a great storyteller.
And it's produced very well, the way they do things. And just, it's very, very good.
Right.
Very good.
And not every episode is like an hour long.
No.
One's like 30. And when you're binge watching it, it's fine.
Yeah.
But now I'm obsessed.
I know, exactly.
And if this next one is 30 minutes, I am going to be like, I waited all week for this, and it's only 30 minutes. Like, it's not helping. And the other crazy thing is, we don't know that when it comes to the end of this series of podcasts, the serial, that we're going to know one way or another.
And that's the thing. It's like, what are we going to find out? Like,
right.
Even at this point, she's still not certain. She's very, like, there's just some things that are strange, some inconsistencies, but then
there's so many inconsistencies.
You know, and it's just, you just don't know, you know? And it's like, from someone, as a listener, like, there's so many things about this case that she's pointed out, that she's dug up, just hearing about some of the facts of the investigation, you think, how did this guy get convicted? Mm-hmm. But then there's one episode, and I think the latest, that she's talking to a juror who was like, well, I mean, we really had no reasonable doubt. Like, she said she's talked to many people who are on this jury who thought, without a doubt, he did it. But when you hear, I don't know, it's just crazy when you start hearing all the evidence and...
Well, and then we don't know if the defense attorney kept things for... political gain or whatever. I don't know. I mean, as a juror, hearing what was presented,
there's so many questions.
And then, like, the one, I don't remember who brought it up, but the fact is, innocent people don't think like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I'm just starting 8.
Yeah.
So, I'm at a point where it's like, okay, if I am guilty and I'm innocent, but then someone comes along and says, yeah, I saw he did it together. Mm-hmm. If I'm guilty, I'm going to say, actually, he did it.
Yeah.
You know, like, he has stayed pretty much consistent this whole time with his story.
Yeah, exactly.
But this one friend of his, he is the one that's pointed the finger.
Yeah,
he said, this has happened, that's happened.
He is largely how the state got him convicted, was his testimony and his everything. But you go back and you hear about some of the questions or his testimony and his statements with police, how much they've changed. There's some inconsistencies, some strange things. Yeah. It's just...
Obviously, he had something to do with it.
I feel like he had something to do with it.
He knew too much.
He knows too much. He wavered on a few things. There's some things that don't make sense along his timeline. Like, there's just so many things wrong with his testimony that it just makes you wonder.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be telling. Like, you know, it just...
Right. Well, then to know that they didn't test everything for DNA.
Exactly.
That was found. And the guy that found her body.
Yeah.
How he found her body.
Yeah. That was crazy,
That's
too.
Weird, too.
But they did. She brought up a point, too, that this guy who found her body had some past run-ins with police because he liked to do indecent exposure.
Oh, yeah, you're streaking and
stuff. So it makes sense.
But even if you're streaking, you stop to pee. The chance that you're going to find this book, I mean...
Well, I think it was one of his family members or something that Sarah had talked to who said, you know, I think he was probably streaking that day and came across the body, and that's why he made this story about him just going out to pee. So that makes sense. Like, if you're trying...
But why would you be streaking in a park where no one's going to see you?
I don't know.
You're streaking so people will see you.
I don't know.
It's weird.
I don't feel like he had anything to do with it. The guy who found her body.
No, but I think it's still weird.
It's very weird. Very weird, but...
And then with cell phone records and...
Yeah.
But I still go back to the witness that says that she knows she saw Anon.
I know.
In the library at that time. And she knows because, you know, they make this big deal, like, Do you remember where you were 6 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, if something big happens on that day,
yeah,
there's a better chance that you're going to remember more details. Well, this girl was like, there was a storm.
Yeah.
Like, I know it was that day because we were out of school for 2 days after that. But I do think it's fishy that Anon didn't call Hay after
that. Yeah, that's true. To when she was missing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if given that they used to date and they were still close friends, according to his accounts, that...
But again,
she goes missing.
There was no school for 2 days.
True.
Then there was a weekend.
Yeah.
Like...
And cell phones were not as common as they are now. So...
Back in 1999, I had a cell phone, but I didn't take it.
I had a cell phone too, but I left it in my car.
Right.
Like, at school. I mean, I never used it, ever.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean...
It's not how it is today.
And, you know, in his defense, she was talking to him about, you know, why didn't you ever try to reach Hay while she was missing? And he said, you know, I was with all my friends, and, you know, I learned from firsthand from them, you know? So it's like, okay, I get that. Like, you're hanging out with your friends who are trying to reach her, who have said, like, oh, yeah, we've been trying to page her, and she hasn't gotten back to
me.
So, you know.
True.
I guess I can see that, yeah. But, yeah, it's just... I don't know.
It's crazy.
You know? It is crazy. It's very... I don't know.
But then another thing where that Lady with the Innocence Project...
Yeah.
That's another thing that got me. She's like, you think... I've been waiting for this. The people that, you know, they look at all these men who've been convicted. She's like, I've been waiting for the sociopath.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think that
you're going to be lucky enough to get a sociopath? Yeah, she's like, most of the time they're either truly innocent or they're just stupid.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, she said, I mean, she's been doing it for 20-something years, this Innocent Project thing, and she has not once really come across an actual sociopath. You know? So,
right.
I don't know. But there's just, the motive is weak. Like, and I like that whole, because, you know, this Innocent Project, she looked into it and she had her students look into it, and each one of them were like, I don't understand how he got convicted. Like, everything is flimsy about this case. The motive, anything.
Right.
There's no physical evidence that he killed her. It's just...
Right.
It's just crazy. How the state got a conviction based on testimony of one guy who...
Changed his story so much.
You know? And it just... I mean, in this one episode... In the latest episode, she's talking to an independent, like, detective who's a homicide detective. But he's looking at the case. And I think the cops did a great... they did nothing wrong in their investigation. They did very by the book, but, you know, they're building a case, so there are some inconsistencies they're going to overlook to help build their case, and that's, you know, so it makes sense, but it's just crazy. You know? I don't know.
Right.
Again, it's so enthralling. Like, you have to... You have to listen to it. It's amazing.
Yeah. It is so, so good. So we highly
recommend
it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you can, you know... Let us know what you think of it, because it's insane.
It's insane,
I
know.
It is so insane.
And, you know, and I wonder what happens. Like, within this podcast, you know, whatever, obviously the Innocence Project is getting involved. I wonder if they're going to try to appeal his conviction or, you know, if that's going to happen. I wonder, I mean, because there are, I think there are enough inconsistencies. I don't know the law. But, I mean, I'm just saying, it feels like there's enough there that they could reopen this case or ask for an appeal, you know?
Right.
To have the state look over one more time.
It's so good. So, so good.
So good.
And
so
again, it's a great podcast to listen to in your car, on the way home from work, to work, whatever. And it goes by pretty quickly. I mean,
it's very
less
quickly.
Than 8 hours
long
right now. So, with 12 is supposed to be the final one. So I'm trying to figure out when would 12 be? Would it be before the end of the year? Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, but there won't come out. There won't be a one on Thanksgiving, I bet.
Forgot. Maybe they'll release it on Wednesday.
Maybe.
But, and I told you, I'm working to see if I can get an interview with her, at least a Skype or something.
Yeah.
Because, again, this is Apple's number one downloaded podcast
ever. I know.
Ever. So it's pretty big.
Yeah, I was reading some reviews on iTunes, and there are some people who don't like it. I'm like, you're crazy. You're ridiculous.
Well, I mean, if you don't like Dateline or 48 Hours of Mysteries, you're not going to like this. But
yeah.
It's so compelling. And it's just like, you feel like you're right there with her. She's trying to figure this out. And you know, once you do figure it out, what do you do with it? I mean,
yeah.
What happens if you do, you know, after looking at everything,
yeah,
and you think he's innocent, what do you
yeah,
do?
I know, what do you do?
What do you do?
And Anand, he's been in prison now for 15 years, 15 you know,
years.
He still maintains his innocence, but at this point, it's like, I feel like he's, like, given up, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, to give
really,
it
though,
a long
I mean,
time
yeah,
ago.
15 years in prison, people think you did it, and it's just,
mm-hmm.
you know, why would you want to get your hopes up again,
right.
I guess you could say. And I liked when she was talking to you in prison, how he said the worst part is to think that people actually think that I could do something like that, something
mm-hmm.
so cold-hearted. So,
right.
it's just interesting. I don't know.
Hearing something like this, especially listening to the last one where they're talking about the Innocence
mm-hmm.
Project, and thinking, God, I've been called for jury like one time and I got out of it, and then they're like, oh my God, I don't want to be on a jury.
I never, especially like a murder case like this, like where it's so much is just, your hate, you know, this person is, their fate is in your hands,
yeah.
you know, like, and there's so much...
There's so much wrong with this,
exactly.
with the justice system.
Exactly.
That
you know,
like, I don't want to be a part of that.
I know.
And then to think, what happens if you are voted to be the foreman?
I know, Gold.
That
oh my God,
scares
no.
me.
I know.
That
oh,
really
thank
scares
you.
Me.
Oh, thanks.
Ugh.
I don't know. But yes, anyway.
Highly
right. recommended.
Yes, please.
Super obsessed with it.
Please.
You gotta listen
yeah,
to
let
it.
Us know what you think of it. I mean,
yeah.
it's so good. So I think I've got a couple other people. So,
that's good, yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah,
anyway.
I know. I've been telling everybody I know about this podcast, too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So, anyway. All right, well, guys. Thanks for listening. I think we're good and done.
That's it,
we're over
yeah.
an hour.
I know we're not as engrossing as cereal, but thanks for listening.
That's a whole different type of podcast.
I know, exactly.
So, we'll join the conversation with us at A Gallon A Gay on Twitter.
And Facebook, A Gallon A Gay. Or email us at gallonagay@gmail.com. So, that's it. That's all for this
yeah.
episode. So
all right, we'll see you next time.
Bye.